Welcome to the audio briefing on the most important topics concerning O2 Telefónica.
Today's top stories at a glance. Dai Zeit's critical analysis questions the prevalent claim that human interests drive digital progress and underscores the need for integrating ethical oversight in technology. The SZ dossier, featuring O2 Telefónica's Valentina Diber, details Europe's strategic approach to securing the upper 6 gigahertz band for high-performance mobile networks. And computerbuild.de reports on live network tests at the Wiesn during Oktoberfest that highlight O2 Telefónica's robust connectivity efforts.
The Die Zeit article titled Die Position, Zamt die Maschine, presents a critical analysis of the widespread claim that human interests are at the center of digital progress. It argues that while many IT companies proclaim that people are paramount, this assertion often serves as a marketing strategy to obscure underlying economic goals, as technological innovations increasingly drive every aspect of modern life. The article outlines how a technology-centered mindset is promoting technological determinism, whereby new technologies and the enthusiasm of AI researchers, tech entrepreneurs, and futurists lead to a belief that technological progress is inevitable and all-encompassing. Die Zeit notes that proponents even predict the arrival of a superintelligent AI, a singularity that could potentially exceed human cognitive abilities in all areas, but emphasizes that such forecasts are scientifically questionable and raise serious ethical concerns. It further warns that entrusting technology with resolving complex societal issues, such as migration or climate change, underestimates the indispensable role of human deliberation found in governmental and parliamentary processes. The publication stresses the necessity of integrating digital ethics into every phase of technology development and use, advocating for educational programs that impart ethical reasoning to engineers and the broader public. This reflective stance calls for a participatory approach and legally reinforced guidelines to ensure that technology serves human welfare rather than determines it. In doing so, Die Zeit invites a critical reassessment of a future where humanity genuinely remains central, urging regulators, educators, and society at large to balance the promise of technological advancement with the preservation of core human values.
The SZ dossier presents an important guest contribution by Valentina Diber, Head of Legal and Corporate Affairs at O2 Telefónica, that outlines Europe's strategic decision regarding the allocation of the upper 6 gigahertz frequency band. In the article, Diber explains that the spectrum is one of the last major resources available for expanding high-performance mobile networks, which are seen as crucial infrastructure comparable to energy or transportation systems. The contribution stresses that without access to additional frequencies, Europe may struggle to keep pace internationally with the upcoming 6G standard. It also warns that designating the band exclusively for WLAN, as proposed by certain U.S. companies, would increase dependency on external technology providers and hinder the development of an independent digital industry. Overall, the article in the SZ dossier emphasizes that the decision is not merely technical, but also involves significant industrial and geopolitical dimensions.
In a separate report, computerbuild.de details a live network test during the Wiesn at Oktoberfest, where 5 computer build readers experienced the performance of the O2 network firsthand. This report explains that O2 Telefónica has been investing heavily in enhancing its network capabilities for the event, ensuring reliable connectivity for millions of visitors amid high data demands. The coverage includes insights into how the network is set up, with concealed antennas integrated into festival tents and the introduction of 5G street lamps around the Theresienwiese, all designed to provide robust mobile service. The article describes a series of tests during a digital treasure hunt, including a video call made on a Ferris wheel that maintained stable audio and video signals despite challenging conditions. The computerbuild.de report concludes by demonstrating that the blend of tradition and advanced network technology at the Wiesn results in consistent and high-quality connectivity, a testament to O2 Telefónica's continuous efforts to meet rising data usage requirements.
Telterif.de reports on 1&1's latest advancement in the use of eSIM technology, emphasizing the ease of automatic eSIM profile installation during the activation of a new smartphone. The article explains that 1&1 has introduced a comfort activation method that removes the need for customers to scan QR codes or manually enter activation data, thereby simplifying the process. It is noted that when devices such as the iPhone Air are powered on and connected to Wi-Fi, they automatically recognize and retrieve the stored eSIM profile with a single click. The article further mentions that while similar technologies are already utilized in products like the Apple Watch, and by providers such as Telecom, 1&1 focuses on an eSIM-first approach to encourage widespread adoption among its customer base. Additionally, the report highlights that 1&1 is providing eSIM profiles free of charge as a measure to reduce the use of plastic, packaging materials, and transportation emissions, thus supporting a move toward more environmentally friendly and efficient logistics.
The article published in Die Welt, titled Die größte Wette aller Zeiten, explores the colossal financial commitments currently flowing into the field of artificial intelligence, while weighing the dual perspectives of a potential financial bubble against AI's capability as a groundbreaking tool for progress. In this detailed report, Die Welt outlines how the United States and China have emerged as the two dominant markets in AI, each with its own strategic approach. The U.S. is investing heavily with the expectation that general AI will bring about a quantum leap in productivity, whereas China is betting on the immediate economic benefits provided by today's technological applications. The piece emphasizes that Europe, and Germany in particular, has been largely absent from this cutting-edge race, not due to a lack of talent, but because of insufficient platforms, a lower appetite for risk, and the adoption of strict regulatory measures such as the GDPR, which, while intended to protect data, may be delaying the introduction of innovative AI features. Furthermore, the article notes that the success of current AI algorithms depends on the effective use of organized knowledge derived from semantic data assembly, a strength that aligns with Europe's long-standing cultural emphasis on knowledge and steady growth. In conclusion, Die Welt calls on European businesses and policymakers to reconsider their approach by investing in domestically developed AI solutions and properly organizing their data, thereby ensuring that their unique expertise and digital sovereignty are maintained in a rapidly evolving global technological landscape.
The Telltarif.de article focuses on a notable network issue on Hamburg's U-Bahn line U1. It explains that Vodafone recently addressed a dead zone, reported by a reader, in its own network, while simultaneously a telecom customer reported persistent coverage problems in the same area. The report details that the telecom network issue involves connection drops, poor data speeds, and absence of 4G/5G service between Wartenau and Wandsbek Chaussee, underlining ongoing service challenges. It clarifies that telecom's technical responsibility ends at its own system, with the signal then managed by Vodafone's repeater infrastructure, and notes that telecom's technicians have been waiting for over a year to inspect the installation with a Vodafone technician. The article from Telltarif.de concludes by emphasizing that this public exchange of criticism is unusually direct between major network operators and calls for Vodafone to address the highlighted concerns.
Tagesspiegel.de reports that Deutsche Glasfaser's fiber expansion project in northern Potsdam has not yet received a confirmed start date, despite a major advertising campaign in the region. The article explains that the company had celebrated reaching an initial quota in neighborhoods such as Bornem, Eike, Farland, Golm, and Neufarland. But preparations are still ongoing, with detailed evaluations on costs and available construction capacity currently underway. A spokesperson, Christian Bax, clarified that an updated statement will be issued once further progress is made in negotiations with prospective construction partners and after the economic viability study is completed. The report details that the project is contingent upon at least 33% of local households signing contracts, a condition that has raised some logistical challenges, and continues to offer interested residents the opportunity to join the project under discounted terms, thereby potentially saving up to €1,500 if they commit early. Finally, the article also touches on local criticism regarding the aggressive door-to-door sales tactics in the region, with Deutsche Glasfaser countering these claims by emphasizing that the current process is necessary to ensure an economically feasible rollout, while cautioning that delayed connections could incur significant additional costs due to separate ground infrastructure work.
The article from Die Zeit offers an insightful overview of the growing need for digital transformation within public administration. It emphasizes that there is an increasing demand for professionals skilled in IT and digitalization, with various German cities such as Ulm, Frankfurt, Stuttgart, and others, as well as national institutions like the Federal Central Tax Office in Bonn and the Federal Office for Migration and Refugees in Nuremberg, actively seeking candidates for roles including IT system administrators, data privacy coordinators, and digital project managers. The publication explains that while approximately 60% of administrative services could theoretically be delivered online, in practice, less than one-third of these services are universally available, meaning that many processes still require in-person visits. The article from Die Zeit contrasts the current state of digital administration in Germany with models from Estonia, Malta, and Finland, which have successfully implemented comprehensive and efficient digital public services through tools such as digital IDs and advanced cloud systems, and highlights Germany's need to catch up by streamlining digital processes rather than duplicating analog solutions. Additionally, the report underlines the importance of equipping public administrations with the necessary skills in areas like data analysis, AI, software development, IT security, and cloud services in order to achieve faster, more effective digital transformation that meets the high expectations of citizens for faster, more accessible, and user-friendly administrative services.
That was the current overview of the key topics for O2 Telefonica. Thank you for listening.
This briefing was generated with the help of artificial intelligence by Artically.